Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. It's Saturday night. It's 10 o'clock. It's been a long, emotionally draining day. And I foresee this week only getting worse. So anyway, yesterday was my beloved's birthday. He turned 55. He also had surgery on his foot. There were several things that he had to have done. The doctor removed about a bone spur from the heel of his foot that was about the size of a half dollar. And I can't remember if it was a ligament or a tendon that had to be repaired. It goes underneath the ankle bone itself and basically had slipped up on top of the ankle. And the bone had worn a hole through it and frayed the top of it. So they cut the part that kind of looks like a, you know, I associate it with a hangnail. And then he sewed up the hole that it had worn through. And he's in a cast from, you know, his foot to just below his knee. Excuse me, I'm so tired. And then this morning his stepsister called. And she never calls him. And I had to run up and get the phone. And I asked what was wrong. And she said, just have him call me when, you know, he could talk. And I said, something's wrong, because she sounded like she was crying. And she said that his father had passed away sometime during the night, and that they were waiting for the coroner to come to the house. And because my beloved doesn't talk to them all that much, they were unaware that he had had surgery. And I am really thankful that my mother-in-law is here, because I don't think that my beloved would be able to deal with everything emotionally and then being physically incapacitated. Or, when you're... your body's at a weakened state. I think physically it takes a toll on you emotionally and mentally. So I'm glad she's here. She told the other siblings today that she will be attending her ex-husband's funeral services. So anyway, we have family coming from Texas and Minnesota, and I just foresee this week being very taxing, and I think most everybody knows how wonderful funerals can be. And how families turn on one another, family members, I guess. I'm not looking forward to this at all. And I am up here in my room, away from the conversations and noise, just watching TV. So anyway, that's that. I think I'm just... and you know what else, too, I was thinking? I can sleep late, but I can't. Life. I want to stop the ride and get off.